See what you can sense about the connection between the length of your spine and your head, the way your head is lying on the floor. Maybe do a small movement of rolling your head a little bit from side to side. And then spread your legs a little bit, and if you can have them long, that would be great. If you need to prop them a little bit to have them long, you can put a little bit of just a small roller underneath them. And sense your left arm. Bring your left arm along your side with the palm down. And begin to drag your left arm along the rug to the left. So your left arm goes a little bit along, away from your side and back, and your palm is down. And then enlarge the movement so that as your left hand comes out to the side, you'll need to turn it as it comes up over your head. If you need to rearrange yourself so that you can get an arm overhead, please do that. So you're dragging your left hand from its position along your side out to the left and up. You just keep going with it, slowly bringing it up overhead. And then eventually you'll have your left arm overhead and keep going with it so that it begins to go a little bit to the right. So keep your arm comfortable. Your palm will most likely come palm up at some point. The next time that you're arm is by your side, leave it by your side for a moment. Just check in with your shoulder blades again. And then take your left arm in that same way. You bring it out to the left and up overhead, and it keeps going so that it's moving to the right. And then take your head and your shoulders and bend in the same plane as the floor to the right. So your head and your shoulders will move to the right and your arm will go with. Your two shoulder blades stay on the ground, your head stays on the ground, your face is toward the ceiling. So you just bend in the plane of the floor. Your arm stays on the ground. Everything stays on the ground, but you bend to the right. So your shoulder girdle is actually going to move to the right. And your head is going to move to the right, but your face will stay toward the ceiling. So your right side will get shorter, and your left side will get longer, and your shoulder girdle will slide on the floor to the right. That's it. That's it. And the next time that your left arm is up overhead and you move your shoulder girdle and your head to the right, just stay there. So find a comfortable place, your head's to the ceiling, shoulder girdle is a little bit to the right, your head's a little bit to the right with the back of your head on the floor, and your left arm is overhead. And then take your left hand with your right hand. So take your right hand underneath your left wrist. Right hand underneath left wrist, that's it. And then bring, using your right hand, bring your left arm a little bit further to the right. But be, of course, be very gentle with yourself. Very small movement. And see if doing this you can bring, you think about your right elbow, like your right elbow gets to move a little bit closer to your right hip. So it isn't just that the left arm gets long. And let that all go, come back to the middle and rest. Begin again, taking your left hand slowly on the rug and up overhead, and slide your head and your shoulder girdle and your hand to the right, and see what you can do with your left elbow and hand on the floor. So it might not actually be able to stay completely on the floor, but if you need to undo it and start again, do that. See how much of yourself you can keep in the plane that's parallel to the floor, so that your elbow and your wrist and your arm stay on the floor as your head and your shoulder girdle go a little bit to the right. And come out of that, bring your left arm down again. So it's important to do these movements slowly, even if you can do them quickly, because when you do them quickly, the organization of your ribs is going to be the same as it always is, and you're looking for something new and improved. And if you go slowly, give your ribs a chance to find a way to engage. You know, the ones that don't usually engage will engage. The others that are always doing all the work maybe do a little less. So once again, take your left arm and slide it up, keeping as much of it on the floor as you can. And once it's gone to the right, then take your shoulder girdle to the right and your head to the right, bending along the right side, and then take your right hand up and take your left wrist and bring your left wrist a little bit further to the right and stay there. And then take your left leg to the left. And again, even if you can go fast, go slow. You slide it on the floor. So you move your left leg to the left and then move it back to the right. While you're still shifted, exactly. So you're still bent to the right at the top, and now your left leg goes to the left and to the right. And your whole pelvis rests on the floor. So it's not a movement in the pelvis, it's just sliding the leg from the hip joint. Very slowly. And then move your left leg to the right, over near your right leg, and leave it. And let it all go. Straighten yourself and lie comfortably and rest. Probably you feel a little different on one side and the other. Just notice how that is, how you perceive that. And now begin to drag your right arm on the floor. Start small, just move it a little out and back to begin. And so now that you have an idea about how this is going to go, the slowness can also help you to notice when your arm turns, how much of it can stay on the floor, which parts start to lift a little and when. Bring your right arm down by your side. And imagine taking your right arm flush with the floor, dragging it all the way up overhead and to the left. So just imagine it once. And then go ahead and do that. Take your left arm, your right arm, drag it up overhead, take it a little further. And then when it's a little to the left, take your head and your shoulder girdle and slide them on the floor very gently. Take care of yourself and take yourself so that you're bent to the left, and stay there. See if you can make yourself a little more comfortable. Just breathe, your head is toward the ceiling. Back of your head on the floor. Feel how the shoulder blades are arranged now. And what you notice about the folding on your left side. And what about the length on the right side? Take your left hand and catch your right wrist from underneath. And bring your right hand a little bit further to the right, keeping as much of your arm on the floor as possible. Think about that left elbow coming towards your left hip. And then staying bent to the left, take your right leg and take it out to the right. And just very, very slowly, because as you move your right leg, something changes in the ribs. Give it time. And let your whole pelvis rest on the floor. Take your right leg left and leave it there and take a few breaths. Notice what's happening along the right side with your right leg to the left. To the left. No, near your left leg. So your legs are spread, and as your right leg comes together with your right leg, it's a little bit to the left. That's nice. And let it all go. Let yourself come back to the center and rest. And if you'd like to get up and take a walk and feel the two sides in standing, you could do that. The way that your arms hang in standing after doing these movements and your ability to take one arm down one side and the other arm down the other side so that you're, so not a turning movement, yeah, but your, like your left arm goes towards your left knee and your right arm goes to your right knee. That's a kind of interesting piece. Walk a little bit, see if the two sides feel different, if they can equalize a little bit from walking. Most of us have one side that's easier to fold, and so you might be feeling a difference on the two sides and a little bit of testing and walking. And then check it again before you lie down to see if that little bit of movement has started to make the two sides more like each other. And then lie on your back again. Now that you know you need lots of room, it's getting up gives you an opportunity to move all your furniture, huh? Spread your legs so that they're wide apart and interlace your fingers and put your interlaced fingers behind your head. And unlike most times when your fingers are interlaced and behind your head, let your elbows come to the floor. So don't lift them toward the ceiling. And so your interlaced fingers are behind your head, but your elbows are still on the floor. So you're holding your head in your interlaced fingers. And imagine taking your arms, your head, and your shoulders from side to side. And you do this in a way that you could lift a little, like to, so that there's not so much friction or drag, but very little. So you can build that into the image. And then do it a few times. Take your arms, your shoulders, and your head a little to one side and a little to the other. Lifting maybe just a little, but leaving your arms, your elbows wide. And then leave your shoulders and your head and your arms to the right. And make any adjustments that you need to make to be comfortable staying in this position bent to the right. And put your two legs together and take your two legs from side to side, staying with your top bent to the right. So your two legs are together, and together they go side to side. Slowly, slowly, even if you can do it quickly. Listen to what's happening in your ribs. And stay with your two legs to the right. And take your right leg a little bit farther to the right and then bring it back. Yes, anything that's going on in your hips, you'll have a chance to check in with. And then leave your right leg more to the right. And take your left leg and move it a little bit more to the right and back to the left. Very gently, very slowly. Just working with your left leg to see what's possible. Could the left leg come a little closer to your right leg? What does that mean for the ribs along your left side? And leave your left leg however close to your right leg it is happy being, whatever, wherever that is. And breathe easily. Just let yourself become a little more comfortable in this position. And then begin to breathe so that one time your belly gets big, and then the next time your belly is pulled in and your chest gets big. So you do that kind of breathing where you go back and forth. If it's unfamiliar to you, you can just start with pushing your belly forward and then pulling your belly in. And you'll find that each time you push your belly forward, you can make your chest flatten just a little. And when you pull your belly in, your chest can expand. So at any given time, either your chest or your belly is flat and the other is expanded. And whenever you determine that you are done with that, straighten yourself and rest. Bring your arms down. That's nice. Let yourself find the middle again as much as that is possible. Interlace your fingers the other way. So if your left thumb was on the top before, now your right thumb is on the top, and each finger is moved over one. Put your interlaced fingers behind your head. Let your elbows go out to the side so they're more or less resting on the carpet. Take your legs wide. And begin to take your head, your arms, and your shoulders to the left. You bend to the left a few times and back to the center. Letting your elbows fall out to the sides. And then after you've done that a few times, stay to the left. And join your legs together and take your legs gently, slowly from side to side. So they both move together. They're joined together and they both move to one side and then to the other. And leave your legs to the left, wherever they're comfortable being together. And take your left leg and move it a little further to the left and back a few times. Just the left leg now goes out to the side and back. And then leave your left leg left, over to the left, someplace comfortable. And take your right leg and go side to side. So your right leg goes a little closer to your left leg, and then it maybe goes back to where it started. Your left leg stays where it is, that's right. Very slowly, listening to your ribs on both sides, your shoulder blades, your arms resting on the floor, face toward the ceiling. And leave your right leg somewhere to the left. And take your right elbow and see if it's possible to move your right elbow a little bit more in the trajectory it's going in. So for some of you, it's to the left, but kind of up in that same bend. So not toward the ceiling, but in the same bend that you've been going, can the right elbow go a little bit further? Yeah, you would probably need to shift a little bit more with the rest of you too. And see if your right leg can go a little more towards your left leg. No straining, just is it possible now that you've settled to go a centimeter more? And then do that breathing where one time you push your belly out and your chest gets flat, and then you pull your belly in and your chest gets big. Back and forth. Letting your neck be comfortable and the muscles of your throat don't have to do anything. It's just an easy movement in your torso of your chest and your belly. Check in with your eyes. See if your eyes can rest a little more as you do this. And then slowly, slowly straighten yourself. Bring your arms down and rest. And just see what you notice now in your shoulder blades and your hips. Roll your head a little bit side to side. And then come up onto your knees. So if you need something for under your knees, use a pad or a towel. So on your knees like you're kneeling, so you'll be standing on your knees. And in this position, begin to take one hand down your side towards your knee, and then do that, whichever side you choose, do it a few times. And see, can you go neither frontwards nor backwards? You just do one side and you let your head go with and your shoulders go with. And you don't go forward or back. It's just a movement to the side. And then try the other side and let your hand go down towards your knee and let your ear come towards your shoulder in the same plane. Your face stays forward and your ear goes towards your shoulder. That's it. And come to the middle and see if staying in that plane, so you don't go forward or back, you can slowly bring your right palm to the floor. So you're neither back nor front. You go down the side in that same kind of sliding to the side. And it will be easier if you let your palm go farther away from your right knee or if you widen your knees a lot. So most of you will get your palm to the floor with no problem, but your right palm might need to be way out to the right and your knees might need to be a little further apart than you're expecting. So see if you can get your right palm to the floor, and once it's to the floor, check to see are you moving to the side or are you moving front or back? Keep your head, your face forward, and then when you get your right palm to the floor, take your left arm into the air. And make a fist with your left hand and begin to circle very small your left fist. So your whole arm is going to move from the shoulder. The whole arm makes a circle. That's it. And make it a little bigger and let your head and your back move. And then reverse the circle and think about looking toward the hand. You don't have to actually look at it, but in order to follow with your head, the arm as it goes behind you, you'll need to move your head, your shoulders, your back. That's right. That's right. And leave it and rest. Rest on your back. Unless you are really good at resting on your knees, which I haven't run into so often, but certainly possible. Come back up onto your knees and bend a little bit to the other side, to the left side. So your face stays forward and you're bending not to the back or the front, but just to the left. That's right. Take your knees wider if you need to, and then Eventually, you bring your left palm down to the floor. Let your head hang comfortably. Take your knees wider if you need to. Take your right hand up toward the ceiling. Make a fist and begin to circle it a little bit. And let your chest move and your head move and your back move. So it's not just a movement in the shoulder. You can use your whole self. And reverse the direction. Think about looking at your hand, even if you don't look at your hand, help you to get organized. And once you're done with that, lie on your back and rest. So do you have a sense of being more to one side or the other, or do you feel like you're on your center line? Just move your attention around a little bit. Check in with your shoulder blades and your hips. Let your head roll a little bit from side to side. Slowly roll to your side, come up to sitting and up to standing. And check in again with how your side bending is coming along. So take your arm down your side towards your knee on each side. Just easily, you don't have to go as far as you can, but doing that sort of movement gives you a chance to check in with how your ribs fold together on one side and the other. And walk a little and then check in with it again.